Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette City Council approves new liquor licenses and license transfer. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. After two public hearings, the Gillette City Council has approved a new liquor license for a local restaurant and transferred another liquor license. According to County 17, Cinco de Mayo, a restaurant owned by Flores LLC, was granted a new restaurant liquor license for its location at 103 East 3rd Street. In a separate matter, Big D Oil Company successfully transferred a retail liquor license from Energy Lanes LLC. The license will move from its current location at 5700 South Douglas Highway to 2951 Dove Road. Councilmember Heidi Gross raised concerns about the number of liquor licenses in the Dove Road area, but City Administrator Michael Cole reassured that the concentration aligns with zoning regulations. Following the public hearings where no objections were raised, the council unanimously approved both a new liquor license and the transfer. Wyoming joins 21 states urging Supreme Court to let states regulate child sex change laws. Wyoming and 21 other states are calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to allow states to regulate child sex change procedures rather than treating access to them as a constitutional right. According to Cowboy State Daily, this comes in response to the case where a transgender child challenged Tennessee's law banning such procedures. Wyoming's Governor Mark Gordon directed State Attorney General Bridget Hill to join an amicus brief supporting Tennessee's law, which also bans puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and sex change surgeries for minors. The states argue that child sex change regulations could be a matter of states' rights, while the federal government contends that these procedures should be protected by the 14th Amendment as an individual right. Wyoming Representative Dan Zwanitzer of Cheyenne filed a separate brief opposing Tennessee's law, arguing for families' rights and parental decision-making. The Supreme Court's decision in this case could have far-reaching implications for state sovereignty and the future of gender-related medical care for minors. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.